I'm well. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning. Nice to talk with you, and nice to get back to a full Flag Day parade last Saturday night. How was the reaction?
Boy, the numbers were much higher along the route, which was no surprise because people are looking for things to do after the 15 months we've had. But the people seem very happy, and they're quite happy to be part of a parade, seeing a parade. Obviously the units in the parade and bands, everyone was excited about it. Really, it was just a great night.
I didn't get a chance to get out to the fireworks out on the beach, but how was that change received?
Oh, everybody loved it. I mean, the show was absolutely terrific, and of course, the weather couldn't have been better. Just an absolutely perfect night. So the wind was blowing the smoke away. It wasn't hitting the crowds. I mean, it was just a terrific night. A lot of good compliments. There's people that want us to move it permanently into the bay, but I'm not so sure of that. But it certainly was a great thing this year.
Yeah, I was going to ask you if that would be something that would stay or not, but to be determined, I guess.
That's correct.
Mayor, I thought we could talk. We'll start this morning with just a well wish for House Speaker Rahm Emanuel. You may have heard he had to have a pacemaker implanted after coming down ill in Florida recently.
Yes, Speaker Mariano has been a friend of the city for a long time as state rep and certainly a speaker, and certainly I consider him a personal friend. We're on the Park and Rec Board together for many years. He came back on the school committee when we requested after he had finished his term when we had an opening. He just, you know, he's a terrific guy from Quincy Point, never forgot his roots. He's just a solid leader for the House. So we certainly wish him well and a speedy recovery.
Yeah, his office issued a statement last night saying, quotes, "I hope to resume a full work schedule as soon as possible," end quote. So that sounds like Ron to me.
Absolutely. No sitting around for him.
No. Can we talk a little bit, Mayor, about the pension bond proposal? It did move out of Finance Committee last night on a 5-3 vote. A little bit of a change. Instead of a 30-year bond, a 20-year bond. How do you feel about that?
I'm actually absolutely blown away, Joe, that there'd be anything but a unanimous vote on that. It's absolutely mind-boggling to me that they don't understand the math on this. That this is absolutely in black and white in front of them, the savings this would be for the city and for the budget. It's interesting to me, all of a sudden they're experts on investments when, if we didn't bring this in, I bet not one council would have asked a question about the increase of $4 million in the retirement. Because up each year, as you know. And it's just remarkable to me. It's clearly shown. We have all the outside experts and financial advisors. And even Cindy McNary, who from Southwest and Hilltop, she absolutely recommended it. The council has always spoke well of her reputation. It's a no-brainer. I just don't understand the three that would be opposed. You know, 20 years, 30 years, either way, it's significant savings. The 30-year stretched out allowed us more savings up front, which is something, because the times we're in, we thought was advantageous. But and by the way, this all started back in 06 by the city council. They're the ones that passed the legislation, because none of them, these individual councils, would have been there at the time. But they passed the legislation to be ready for a time when it would make sense. And he, you know, obviously it makes sense right now because of the historic interest rates are so low. So I just don't get it. I just don't understand it. You know, there's certainly one council, if I say black, she'd say white. If I said it was snowing, she said it was sunny in 80. So I, you know, I guess I understand that one, though it's not defensible in my opinion. I just don't understand it, Joe. I just don't get it.
The payments on the 20-year bond estimated at about the same that the city is paying right now. Only the difference, obviously, is the savings and the interest. Does that make financial sense?
It either way makes financial sense. It's every year, if you look at the schedule through 2037, the city's obligated to this unfunded liability. There's no squirreling away around it. The city's obligated under the law. So instead of having that unfunded liability, we fully fund it, and on the other side of the ledger, we now have a debt. And the debt number stays the same for the next 20 or 30 years, depending on the final passage of the program. And it's significantly less each year than what it would have been under the schedule. That's why I just don't understand the, I don't know if it's ignorance. I don't know if it's not understanding math. I just don't get it on the three. I just don't understand it. It's a clear savings. And if this doesn't pass, if this isn't a threat, just a reality, taxes will go up significantly, and or the budget will have to be cut significantly. It's that simple. It's not a threat. It's just the way it is. All you have to do is look at the numbers, and one and one is two. And I just don't understand it.
How much would the budget have to go up if it does not pass?
We're doing that analysis as we speak, Joe.
Okay.
Yep.
Also last night, the appropriation for a purchase of the Adams Academy and adjacent properties did pass on an 8-1 vote, and that moves forward. Now, that comes from community preservation, is that right?
8-1. Let me guess. Who is the one? Don't tell me. Don't tell me. Yes, that's a great program. You know, it's well vetted with the Community Preservation Committee. It takes out those two. Well, one was a funeral home. The other was a small office building next to the Adams Academy. It also resolves the Adams Academy case. So going forward, we'll be looking at an Adams Presidential Library on that site, looking for, and I believe will be successful, with serious foundation and private money, not city money, to build it.
The actual Adams Academy itself, would the Historical Society remain in that building?
Everything's on the table. Mm-hmm. I guess is they could. But there may be a plan where they go to another location as well. We'll look at all of that and how it, you know, interrelates the two sites. I see it becoming one large campus, and then integrate, you know, the library into the academy and the academy into the library, not necessarily connected by the buildings, but perhaps a colonnade connecting them. You know, I'm not out to relocate the Historical Society necessarily, but if the Adams Library program comes together, we need the space, then we'll talk about it. But I would never leave the Historical Society hanging. We would have some great options for them as well, if it comes to that.
Okay. Last week, Mayor, the EPA and the U.S. Attorney's Office announced an agreement with the City of Quincy regarding sewage leakage into Quincy Bay and surrounding waterways. Why was that agreement made?
Well, the old saying, you can't beat City Hall. Well, you can't beat the federal government.
No.
They came into the city with one big stick, U.S. Attorney representing the Environmental Protection Agency. I think it's an overreach. I think it's outrageous. I do know that through our negotiations and through the process, the EPA learned a little bit about the history of the city, learned about the commitment that we have been making, not only this administration, but the last two administrations, spending millions every year to upgrade sewers and drains. And, you know, nobody wants cleaner water any more than we do. It's insane to think that we wouldn't be thinking about that or that being a priority. So they did recognize, and the actual numbers that they were looking at initially that were going to force us to spend came down dramatically, because they did recognize we've had a plan in place. We made a lot of improvements that they weren't aware of. So at the end of the day, you know, you're not going to win with the EPA. What's disappointing to me, Joe, is it's, you know, if you go back a number of years and you look at the history of Quincy Bay and the harbor, right, it was the City of Quincy who sued the state because the MDC was dumping raw sewage into Quincy Bay with a Nut Island treatment plant.
I remember Senator Golden's run along the beach that prompted it all, yes.
Yeah, he was a solicitor at the time under McCauley.
Yep.
So I talked to Frank McCauley about it, and they made the decision, and that led to the creation of the MWRA, and it led to them stopping dumping sewage into the bay. You know, so what's happened over the last several years is it's not an intentional dumping, but things happen. A pipe breaks underground, a sewer pipe, it seeps into a storm drain. Sometimes things get into the storm drain system from the street, whether it's dog feces or bird waste, and that goes into the bay. So all of those numbers we get, you know, held accountable for, but the reality is that water is cleaner than it has ever been. We have more work to do, and whether the EPA come in or not, we'd be spending $6 to $8 million a year continual upgrading the system so that, you know, we can have the best possible scenario with the cleanest water around.
Yeah. The agreement also included a $115,000 penalty, if you will. Do you agree with that?
I don't, but there wasn't much more we could do with that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's unfortunately how the federal government has become. As I've said before in the past, if I ever write a book, it's going to be about the fourth branch of government. We all grew up knowing the three branches, executive, legislative, and judicial. Well, the fourth branch is bureaucracy, and it's absolutely out of control, and it's going to choke this country big time. The old days when the EPA was created, they came into a community to help the community. They came in with funding to match it and make things happen. Now it's become a punitive, gotcha agency, and I can't stand the agency. As you can tell, we have a guy in that agency that's held up for 5 years for us to get a permit for Tidegate and Quincy Shore Drive because he doesn't think it's appropriate. It's maddening, Joe, absolutely maddening. I'm accountable to the people when I'm on the ballot. Who are these people in these positions that make these decisions? They're not accountable to anybody.
Well, Congress, ideally, right?
What's that?
Congress, ideally. Isn't that how the government's supposed to work?
Well, ideally, but yeah, I mean, but they've created all these rules and regulations, and now the congressman has to call and beg for a meeting with the EPA. It's out of control. It's absolutely out of control. You know, the intent of the agency was good, and some good things happened over the years, but it's way, way beyond where it should be today. Instead of serving the people are serving the federal government.
Finally, Mayor, any news on the Mayoral Commission on the Department of Equity and Justice to tell us about yet?
You know, we've been so wrapped up with the budget, the pension obligation boss, the college issue, and a bunch of issues. We got to get back to it. I know that the folks that we've been in touch with, we now have pretty much, I think, everybody that we had talked to had gotten back to us with affirmative or negative. So I believe we're at the number we need to be at for the commission. So we'll definitely be talking about that pretty soon.
Okay. Look forward to that. Thank you very much. In the meantime, enjoy your day.
You also, Joe.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Yep.
Take care.
Bye-bye.